My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Stay cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Week three, baby.
No, it's Thursday. Oh, you tell me. Come on, baby. It's
best
Thursday.
Day of the week.
Let's go. No, week three.
Oh, yeah.
Week three starts in 3 hours and 15 minutes.
And it is the best day of the week now.
It is.
Doing football. I'm going to give you 18 of these. And especially when it's Thanksgiving, then it's really the best day of the week.
Well, that is the best day of the year.
18 of the 52 Thursdays, you're right, best day of the week. And here's the third in a row of the best day of the week. It's week three. Let's lock in. I cannot wait to give out another winner to the audience. Your boy's been hot now.
Fade the Dibbers coming up 5 o'clock.
Best day of the week.
You damn
four
right.
Four of his last five now, Dibber.
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't like some of the people in our audience right now. It's 2:06 in the afternoon. Maybe you're 2 o'clock people. You might not be 3 o'clock people or 4 o'clock people or 5 o'clock people. If you're a 6 o'clock person, then you know how the show ends. And the show ends with me saying, shoot your shot. It's all you got. Let's do that at 2. Dibs, go ahead. Brandon Ayuk, shoot your shot. Let's hear it.
My shot is this, Mark. This week, week three, is a big week for Brandon Ayuk. You held in, Brandon, and you wanted every last dollar. And even though the money might have been there 3 weeks before you signed it, you didn't sign it. You skipped camp, and you got your money. You got your bag. It was a bag alert, a major bag alert. And I'm happy for you because everybody, like you and I have talked about, every player who puts his on the line in the NFL, you deserve every dollar you can get. You got every dollar that you can get. Week one, shh. Week two, shh. Okay, here we are, week three. No Debo, no McCaffrey, and George Kittle's now questionable, and you're going down to LA in a divisional game, and you're 1-1. Hey, Brandon, this is your time. This is your moment, and it's time for you to show up and be one of the top five receivers in the game. And for me, that means you make an imprint. And if it's 7 catches for $120 and a TD, if it's 5 catches and 106, whatever the numbers are, I don't even care. Go out there and show us that you are a number one receiver in the league. Lead your team to a victory in LA. So for me, All eyes, of course, always on the Niners and the scoreboard. But for me, I'm going to borrow from Guru, two scoreboards. The one scoreboard is the actual scoreboard. The other scoreboard is Brandon Ayuk, because you wanted the money, you got the money, you skipped camp. Your first two games were preseason games, and it was kind of okay because you lost one, you won one, and the reason why you lost, I don't think was his fault, quote unquote. But here we go. Week three, your favorite against the Rams, and you might be the only guy on offense who anybody's ever heard of outside of Brock Purdy. So go out there, BA, and earn your money. For me, all eyes on Brandon Ayuk. You should go out there and dominate and lead your team to a victory. That's the shot that I want to shoot today.
This is exactly what I was afraid of. And here's what I mean by that.
Tell me.
I told you that we sat in the stands. Lovely Christy and I had a nice group of people around us. There were some Jets fans in there, but we kicked them on their way back to the East Coast. Mm. But we sat there on Monday night. We watched the football game. And when Brandon Ayuk dropped that ball in the end zone, yes, dropped that ball in the end zone. I don't care if it was tough. You're a professional football player and you're a wide receiver. You catch that ball. When he dropped that ball, I knew exactly how the crowd would sound. And I tried, by the way, not that what we do here on the radio has any effect at all on the games or contracts or anything like that, but I tried, I feel, as many of us did, through the month of August, to sort of send a warning shot of, dude, you can sign at the last minute and there's still damage done. There is still damage done. And there was. And I tried to make this point, and a lot of people like, oh, all forgiven. And I'm like, not really. It's actually TBD. And here's why it's TBD. Brandon, you're now entering a new chapter in your life where you are held to a completely different standard. And at times, you're going to make San Francisco or Santa Clara, California sound like Boston or New York, which is that if you drop a ball in the end zone, somebody's going to stand up, spill a little beer on the person in front of them, and start whining about $30 million. And I heard the whispers everywhere through the entire section when he dropped the ball. And so here we are. 2 weeks later, no Debo, no Christian, and potentially no George. And what we're going to do, like I fully understand everything you just said from an emotional standpoint, but what we're going to do, in my opinion, is also factually unfair. You're a wide receiver in football. You can't go put up numbers by yourself. You're not Steph Curry. You don't just get the ball and go score. Someone has to deliver it to you. The offensive line has to block for you. The scheme has to run open for you. All of it. It all has to work in concert together. But while I don't care at all, what if Brandon has no catches? Niners win 17-16. No catches.
Right.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good on Monday, but come Tuesday, he's getting ripped. And Wednesday, he's getting buried. And Thursday's no different, because the reality of this league is when you get the bag, you have to produce. And I'm looking right now at catches through 2 weeks in the NFL. And right now, Brandon Ayuk is tied for 71st in catches.
He's got six catches. Oh, six. Okay.
This year. And I think about who got the bag this offseason. Well, Nico Collins got a bag.
He looks great.
14 catches. Gosh, he's tied for fifth in football. Devontae Smith got the bag. He's got 14 catches. Amon-Ra St. Brown got the bag. He's got 14 catches.
Dog, I think he had 19 targets last weekend.
Right.
There are teams that don't have 19 targets at the end of a game right now.
Other people who have gotten the bag, yep. Devontae Adams has 14 catches. DK Metcalf has 13 catches. And we can go all the way through the rest of the list, and it's not even that important after 2 weeks. But I look at this, and I look at a guy who got the bag and missed camp because he held in, and they say they don't want me, and all the rest of it. And reports are that the offer that he ended up signing was there 2 weeks earlier, and he didn't take it to go in and get ready for the season.
He admitted that he messed up the end. So, yeah.
all these things lead me to a point where week three, Debo's hurt. He got hurt in week two. Christian McCaffrey hasn't played a snap. And George Kittle came up injured in a Thursday practice. And so now you look at what you have. You don't have your number one running back. You don't have your other receiver in a two receiver system. You don't have your prime tight end. So it's Brandon Ayuk. It's Jordan Mason. It's Juwan Jennings. It's Eric Saubert, potentially. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here? Well, you are the go-to guy, my friend. Go out there and do what these other number ones are doing, which is, yeah, Amon-Ra. You said he had 19 targets?
I think he had 19. Check me on that.
No,
I'm
I'll
not 100% sure, but I swear the number, and again, he had a big game in terms of catches last week, but the target share.
No touchdown.
Was that no touchdown? But the target share was pretty intense. I do remember that. Here, I got it right here.
18 targets.
18.
Yeah.
18 targets, 11 catches for 119 yards.
In a loss.
In a loss.
And you look at that loss, and you don't look at Amon-Ra and think, oh, you didn't do enough. He had 11 for 119, and they lost the game. And, you know, you look at why they lost, and the eyes are mostly on the head coach, again, Dan Campbell. So if the same thing happens, if let's just say the Niners lose 20-16 like Detroit did, and Brandon Ayuk has 11 catches for a buck 19, no one's going to look at Brandon Ayuk and say, dude, B.A., come on, man.
I think, make no mistake, if the Niners lose this football game on Sunday, people are going to be yanking like body parts off of their bodies.
But
like,
if he goes 11 for 119, no one's going to look at B.A. and say, dude, B.A., your holdout's killing us.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I don't know the way this one is going to go. It feels hard. It's sort of like hard to believe that the Niner passing game has a great day and they lose. But who knows? It's the NFL. The Raiders beat the Ravens. I don't know what the hell's going to happen this weekend.
Yep.
I just think that we're in a spot where this is a, and I don't want to say not fair, because, dude, yeah, the behavior earned this. It earned this. I don't want to watch football this way. I guess that's the best way I can say it. I don't want to watch football this way. I want to watch the 49ers. I do not care what the box score looks like. I want the final score. I want the Niners to have a bigger number than their opponent. And so I am at a point where here's, I guess, what I want to say. Remember everyone in August went, okay, all is forgiven. Well, but no, it's not. It's not. You're saying that he's forgiven and he's not. You're now all of a sudden holding his contract over his head as he goes into a game and other things have happened around him that he has nothing to do with, completely out of his control. In fact, I'd argue if any of these injuries had happened to him, boy, we'd be going crazy at him.
Oh, yeah.
For missing camp and getting hurt, but it's not him. Everybody else is. Everybody else is the one who got hurt.
And I wonder about that notion of all is forgiven, because I've never been of the mind that all is forgiven. There's nothing to forgive. You got paid. Come play football, and you will be judged based on how you play football. And yes, $30 million a year makes it so that your own individual bar is higher than, for example, Juwan Jennings. We don't expect Juwan Jennings to have 100 catches, right? And lead the league in touchdowns. We expect Juwan Jennings to be really good on third and fourth down, have about 40 catches, and be a reliable third receiver on a team that only has two receivers. That's where the bar is set for him. For Brandon Ayuk, the bar is set much higher because you're a first-round pick, and now you're making $30 million a year.
Okay, but like, let me ask it this way. When a receiver doesn't rack up numbers, do you automatically go to the receiver? Normally, if I'm looking at a box score, if I'm on red zone, especially, this is a very fantasy question. If your receiver doesn't do well, Amon-Ra St. Brown in our league was my number one pick. I think I had the fourth pick or fifth pick, whatever. I grabbed St. Brown. Week one, Rams, Sunday Night Football, the Jared Goff Bowl, second time around, Amon-Ra, bubkiss. Bubkiss. Now, never did it cross my mind, come on, Johnny, you got paid. Let's go. It never crossed my mind. I don't tend to blame receivers when they don't get numbers because it's not really, I mean, unless you're looking at them dogging it or like not open, I blame other things. I'm looking at the QB. I'm looking at the scheme. I'm looking at the offensive line. You know, like, what was the entire documentary about Davante Adams about? Nobody looked at Devon. Well, dude, your numbers. Yeah. He didn't have anything going on around him that was working. So he gets open down the left sideline, 40 yards down the field, and Jimmy throws it 65 yards. We're not blaming Davante Adams. So that's what I mean by this. We've reached a spot where we're telling, I think, and maybe this isn't you, we're telling Brandon, okay, all's forgotten. But it's not. You're going to hold his numbers around his neck as opposed to what we would normally do with a receiver, which is look at the offense as a whole.
Yes, but this offense is the best in football, I'm told. I'm told that Kyle Shanahan and his laminated play sheet is among one or two best in football. And I'm told
it is,
but his quarterback is a final five in the MVP last year. Yeah. So these things are different. And I'm looking at Carolina.
Okay.
And if I ask you right now, not who is Carolina's leading receiver, but how many catches does Carolina's leading receiver have?
Holy crap.
Right now, after 2 weeks football?
I would guess seven.
Four is the answer.
Good freaking Lord.
Thank
really?
You. Xavier Leggett has four. Chuba Hubbard has four. Jonathan Mingo has three. Tommy Tremble, which I don't even know if that's a real person.
Wait a minute. This team has Adam Thielen and Deontay Johnson, and you're telling me that neither one of them has three catches
yet? I apologize. They each have five.
Okay.
They each have five.
I'm like, what?
Thielen and Deontay have five.
That's absurd in and of itself. Dude, but if they didn't have three.
I apologize.
Then what are we doing?
I mean, that to me is the point of the exercise because their offense is a joke. Their quarterback has been benched. And Thielen and Deontay Johnson have five catches through two games each.
Damn,
and Adam Thielen has come out and defended the quarterback,
well,
which is great. He's a veteran.
Be a teammate.
34 years old. I admire it. But if you're Brandon Ayuk, you've got Brock Purdy, top five in the MVP. Kyle Shanahan, top two in the NFL in coaching.
All right, so here's what I'm hearing.
So go out there and be better than that.
Yeah, but here's what I'm hearing that I want to push back on.
Push it.
We don't do that. We're doing it to the Niners because we're fans. We don't do this to anyone else.
No, we're doing it to the Niners because they have what I just outlined.
It's not going
to
be a perfect example because it's the QB, but it's let me use this to help me further a point. Are you expecting the Dolphins' offense to look as good Sunday?
Probably not.
All right, so why do we go, okay, Kyle, okay, Brandon, you better be awesome. You're supposed to be a genius. Wait a minute. If you are literally missing Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle, you don't give any room for, they're not going to be as devastating this weekend.
No.
They can still be good, but like I would bake into my mind, maybe a little bit less.
Not for him.
A little bit.
He's number one now. He's the number one target on this offense. And you still have your quarterback.
But we've never seen him perform like this.
And you still have your offensive line. And you still have your offensive coordinator / head coach.
He got paid based on things he did that were not like this. You know what I mean?
He's had big games before.
But he's never had to go get open when he didn't have the defense's attention drawn to anybody else.
But I was told that he is an elite route runner by Greg Cosell and that he is short area quickness and elite in the stem and all these other things. So
He's twitchy.
All those things.
But
so you've got an offense now that should be designed around Jordan Mason and Brandon Ayuk.
So
go out there and get 14 targets.
I don't. Well, and great. Hopefully he will. I don't argue any of that. What I'm sort of like getting at is the fact that that's where our mind goes, which I just don't think football works like that. But I understand why our mind goes there. I get it. He made a lot of money. He did it in a loud way. There was Instagram, TikTok, podcasts, and holdouts. I understand. I'm not asking you to not be annoyed. I'm sort of just saying, let's all admit we're still annoyed. Or else we wouldn't look at it that way. If Brandon were the one that was hurt and Deebo was still there, we wouldn't do this to Deebo. We wouldn't be like, and he got paid. He got paid 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right.
We wouldn't be like, okay, Mr. Boombox Boy, let's see you go out there and show us something. You would just be like, man, I hope the Niners can still, you know, like I hope they can still operate.
If Brandon was hurt, we'd be more annoyed.
Of course, but not at Deebo. We wouldn't be putting ultimatums on Debo's lap.
No, we're not putting ultimatums on Brandon Ayuk.
I think we are.
No, we're not.
I think
putting
that's
ultimatums.
Exactly what you're doing.
I think what we're doing is we're looking at Brandon Ayuk and saying, okay, 30 mil, this is your time. Go out there and show me why the Niners paid you $30 million a year to be the guy. And you're top five in average annual at the wide receiver position, and now you don't have Debo, and you might not have George, and you don't have Christian, and you need a play in the pass game. Okay, Mr. Route Runner, Mr. Separation.
Yeah, see.
Mr. All those things. Go out and show me.
All you have to do is say Mr., and I can hear
and
it.
You get triggered. That's,
no, I'm not triggered.
I'm like, doing it for theatrical effect.
And that's fine.
If the Niners win and he has no catches,
great.
Then it's a Tuesday story. It's not a Monday story.
I mean, yeah, look, I'm not going to say that it's not a story. I understand everything you're saying. I'm sort of suggesting, I tried to warn you, Brandon. I tried to warn you.
Yep, you did.
I spent all August telling you, dude, this is not it. This is not the way. I'm not telling you you're not a good player. This is not it. You're going to regret this because people are going to hold it against you. And now we're hearing it, Mr. This and Mr. That.
I know you like that.
I want to sit down on the couch and get a drink, and I want the Niners to win. I do not. If Eric Saubert has this coming out party this weekend and the Niners win 24-17, phenomenal. Let's eat. Like, let's eat.
Of course.
I don't
I'm
care.
I'm with you on that.
I don't care what his numbers are.
Till Tuesday.
No, I really don't even care on
Voices
Tuesday.
Voices carry.
Like, in general, I care about it in a more broad sense. Not Sunday. I want Brandon to produce.
I want them to win.
Right. And I want this contract over the next 5 years to eventually be one that you were happy that you signed. I want Brandon to be a productive player. I am not making it about Sunday.
I promise you this. If they lose on Sunday and he has a quiet day on Sunday, come Tuesday, I'm going to be looking at the contract and seeing what the dead cap number is when they can get out of this bad deal. That's for sure. This is your game, Brandon. This is your game.
I guess that's kind of how I would respond to you. I think this is a micro-macro conversation. I don't care if Brandon performs this weekend. I care if he performs, period, over the long haul. I hear a lot of people right now going, oh boy, you better, this Sunday, Mr. Twitchy
you
Pants,
like the Mr.
You better be amazing,
Mr. Holden,
because we need you to be this weekend. Not really.
Micro is macro.
The 49ers need Brandon Ayuk to be a very productive player for the next 5 years.
No, they need him to be a productive player for the next 5 days.
That would be great.
And if he's not, then we can talk about Super Bowl or bust and how this thing gets busted apart.
Super Bowl or bust.
Because if he goes out and has a dud and they lose to a Ram team as 7-point favorites, then let's just break this thing apart.
Well, if the Rams score on the 49ers this weekend at any level, I'm flat concerned. Forget the offensive side of the
ball. They have that one guy who's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make me Google
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I can't remember who it is.
Who are you?
Totally.
You got to Google it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like trying to remember a song with
DeMarcus
Christy.
Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really, really pretty good.
You know that song with that guy that sings, that does it the thing?
That one guy.
Anyway, we're sponsored by Safeway. Do you care about Brandon's numbers this weekend? Do you care about his numbers this weekend? 888-957-957. I don't give a rip. I care about one number. Make sure the Niners' number is higher than the Rams. It's Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
There's some really interesting stuff that we're going to play for you from Jay Gruden, who knows Kyle Shanahan and the system very, very well. And I also want to be clear that I am in no way battling back on the idea of like, okay, Brandon, you know, chop, chop, let's go.
Yeah.
I get that. Full agreement, but I don't tie that to his contract at all. Like, for instance, if Brandon was still on his rookie deal and he had six catches through two games and it was still last year, let's go. Come on. Especially if the offense is coming off of 17 points. You know what I mean? Like, sure. Like, I think it's okay to hold everyone to that standard all the time. You know, it's why I have a hard time. I'll just share this with the audience. I have a hard time with the sports media question of who's got more pressure on them this week or this year. I have a hard time with that because it's professional football and there is insane amounts of pressure on everybody all the time. There's no chance that the Niners lose this game and we're like, well, but Kyle Shanahan's fine. He didn't do anything wrong. Let's talk about Brock and let's talk about Brandon. No, you're going to be talking about everybody. Like, this is a good team. The expectations couldn't be higher. The pressure is on everybody. The same way each and every one of you have bills that show up in your mail or in your email inbox, and the pressure is intense to get them paid every single month.
I get what you're saying, but it's not... I don't think that it's the same across all sectors and certainly across the team. For example, my lovely wife, Supper, who I adore, she's a teacher and she has tenure. So the pressure on her, and she and I have this discussion all the time.
I bet she disagrees with you.
She does.
Yep.
But the pressure on Supper to perform is different than the pressure on me to perform because while I've been in the business for 26 years,
oh gosh,
I don't have tenure. There's no such thing in our business as tenured.
I don't even know if we'll make it to 6 o'clock, and that's how it is every single day.
I'm hopeful, and I like our chances.
I do too.
So the pressure on Kyle is different than the pressure on Brock Purdy, because Brock is chasing that big bag. So if Brock Purdy goes out and is 3-13 this year and throws 38 interceptions, that costs him a lot of money. So he's under a different level of pressure than Kyle Shanahan.
Well, but I mean, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, there.
You could just say you're right.
Well, no.
Because I am.
But your wife would disagree with you, and that's.
And she's wrong. And I say this knowing that she's still in school.
But that's my point.
Real tough guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to me at 3:30.
My point is, whatever pressure you feel in many ways is up to you. That's up to you. And I would argue professional sports is where people, like, they have to be very good at handling that and performing in those situations. You know what I mean? Like, to do what they do for a living is so insane. It's so, like, especially in the NFL. Like, let's talk about Brandon Ayuk. To go over the middle in an NFL game, you've got to be nuts. Absolutely nuts. Now, would I go over the middle for $30 million? I don't know. How about if I go over one time for $2 million and then I leave?
Right.
Like, no, you know what I mean?
I would argue they that deal his ability to go over the middle is now a little bit, I don't know, easier is probably not the word, but his fallback worst case scenario is better than it was 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, like, but see, again, it's whatever you attach it to. Are you attaching it to job status, money, the way people talk about you? I don't know. You're standing within the community. They've all, like, yeah, Brandon's not going to get fired. Kyle's not going to get fired.
Right.
And Brock's not going to get fired. Only two of the three have gotten big money. But, you know, so yeah, it's all a matter of perspective on that. But just to whittle it back to what we're kind of talking about, like, I have no argument whatsoever with the idea that, yes, it is time to perform, not this Sunday, every Sunday. Every Sunday.
But particularly for me, this Sunday.
And that's where I don't agree.
This Sunday, you've got no Debo, no McCaffrey, and Kittle is going to be questionable. He couldn't even make it through practice today with a hamstring. And we can talk about soft tissue injuries and the 49ers another day. Seems a little bit like a pandemic down there in Santa Clara of soft tissue injuries, but if you don't have George or Debo or Christian, guess what, Brandon? There's more pressure on you to be the dude. You got the bag, now be the man. That's what I'm saying.
I say 49ers, go play well and win the game. And if Brandon
Ayuk
has 2 catches for 28 yards, but Juwan goes for 8 and 111 and a touchdown, and Jordan Mason goes for 125 and 2 scores, 49ers win 27-17. Let's drink.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday.
And Tuesday.
No. On Tuesday, it's going to be where the hell is number 11?
Yeah.
He doesn't even have as many catches through 3 games as his number on the back.
Got to know the circumstances of that. That's all I'm saying. Like, if it's because he's not playing well, then I'm with you. But I don't know that playing well as a receiver automatically means numbers.
So far, we've seen 2 games, and we're going to go to the phones, and I can't wait to hear the people. And, you know, people come at me if you disagree with me now. Thursday, best day of the week. I'm here for it. And I got a Thursday night football lock coming up.
Fade.
I'm 4-2. Fade me all you want.
I'm lucky on Monday night.
I'm riding high right now.
Lucky.
You boys riding high
Tom
right
Petty,
now.
Tom Petty, you got lucky,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
You got lucky.
Scoreboard's on the phone. I'll just say this. Through 2 games, week 1, Brandon Ayuk, the big takeaway, dropping the football. Week 2, Brandon Ayuk, no separation. So where are we at? Week 3?
Well,
it's time to dominate.
Yeah, we assess it every week. That's what we do.
Right.
That's what we assess it every week.
And if Grandy's grades were to just grade Brandon Ayuk, and Grandy, jump on the mic if you're so inclined. If you wanted to just grade Brandon Ayuk through 2 games, what grade would you give Brandon Ayuk?
Let's see.
You could separate it into 2 grades if you want, like two different games.
Do whatever
games.
You want, Grandy. Yeah. You're kind of a grown man.
It's not great. I'm going somewhere between a D plus or a C minus.
I like it. I had him as a D. So
I think he had a D against the Jets. I don't think against Minnesota he did anything offensive. But He did against the Jets.
Nothing special either. Nothing against special. The Vikings.
Yeah.
So you give him a D and a C, and that averages out to a C minus.
Like, I'd have to all 22 this thing to watch single one of his routes.
Do your homework.
And I guess here's another thing. Here's another. This is, and then I promise, this is the last thing to say. We'll go.
Let's go to the phones.
No, but if you're like you're saying, okay, now step up. Now. No, step up 2 weeks ago.
No, now.
I don't hold you to a different standard because your teammates got hurt. You need to play that well every week.
Of course.
All the time.
That's why I have him as a D.
That's all I'm saying.
If we get a D-level Ayuk in this game, guess what, Niners? You lose.
Not necessarily.
I'm telling you, you lose. And you might lose anyway. The Rams play you tough now.
Oh, gosh. This is a terrible football team.
I'm taking
right now.
The Rams and the points for sure.
No, you're not. Andy and Fremont.
You won't.
Andy and Fremont here start us off. 888-957-9570. You care about Ayuk's numbers or you care about the final score? Andy, what's up? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're great.
Hey, I just want to say something really quick, man. I think it's unfair for Ayuk. You know, I personally don't. I'm nobody to say how much money he deserves and how much he doesn't deserve. But there's so many things that will come into play to put the ball in his hands. Take it back to the Super Bowl, man. He was wide open for a touchdown. But guess what? You got an O-lineman not blocking the number one DN. So whose fault is that? Is that Ayuk's fault for not getting that catch? Is that Brock Purdy's fault for not having time? Is that the O-lineman for not doing his job? We also talk about Shanahan's scheme. I'm a fan of Shanahan. Don't take that wrong. But Shanahan's got to put the targets on him. Shanahan's got to make him the number one receiver. And we've seen it with a lot of our stars. You know, we're a run-first offense. We don't see Kittle do too much stuff like Travis Kelce. We don't see Ayuk get as many targets. We saw that in the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, so many things come into play to get the ball in his hands, and we got to play as a unit if everybody wants to eat. And that's all I got to say.
Andy, thanks. Yeah, it's a good call. And here's kind of what I will extend what he just said to add. Shanahan needs to make him the number one receiver. Let's talk about that for a second. He clearly is the most talented receiver that the 49ers have this weekend, so I have absolutely nothing against that. But that is, again, the fantasy footballization of what we're watching out there. I will, again, I don't care who the number one is. And I don't think, maybe he will someday correct me if I'm wrong, we could ask him this, but I don't think Shanahan sits down in front of the screen in his office and gathers his coaches around and goes, all right, here's a pecking order this weekend. Here's who's going to be number one. Here's who's going to be. No, there's a play. And you want the play to work. And sometimes that means going through progressions and getting to option two and option three. And sometimes Brandon will be option two or option three or whatever. So I look at it as a collective. It doesn't mean Brandon is in a snuggie and like totally protected from all of this. But he might play well and not get catches. He might play awful and get catches. So I'm not going to just sit there and go, okay, let's box score dive on Brandon Ayuk because holdout and because contract. No, dude. Everybody is held to a standard on the 49ers of playing well as much as possible every single week and winning most games. That's my sole focus when I sit down and watch them play.
Of course, and the sole focus is on watching the team win, and I get that. I'm the same. I'm a fan, and I want them to win. But when you look at this week, he's going to be the number one option on a lot of plays. And if you look through 2 weeks so far, he's not been the number one option on a lot of plays. The number one option has been Debo. It's been Kittle. It's been a ton of Jordan Mason and Brandon Ayuk at times. And that's why his target rate is lower than it's been throughout his career. But now you don't have Debo and you don't have Christian. So now you're going to be the number one target on a lot of plays. So what does Brandon do well? He gets open. His ability to run all the routes is best on the team. So go ahead, Kyle, and scheme it up to where when you're going to pass the ball, he is your number one option. And if he's your number one option and he's able to get open, then Brock should be able to target him at a higher rate than he's been targeted. And I look at these other guys.
You would think.
Cooper Kupp, 27 targets in two games. Yeah, now he's out, but and he got hurt, and he still had 27 targets. Malik Nabers, 25 targets.
Sure.
Amon-Ra, 25 targets. These are number one receivers who are schemed to where they want them to have the ball a lot.
Well, okay.
That's what I'm looking for on Sunday.
Two of your three examples are exactly what I don't want the 49ers to be. Now, the Amon-Ra one, that's a good football team. I know they lost the football game. And what'd you say? He has 25 targets,
yep.
Which means he only had 7 week one. And they barely won that game. They've all been off to actually a little bit of a wobbly start. But your other two examples are exactly what I don't want the Niners to do. Malik Nabers gets all the targets. Why? He's literally the only good football player on his entire offense.
Right.
Okay? Now, Cooper Kupp got all the targets. Why? Well, I'd argue because Puka Nacua played a half of football and left.
Yep.
And what happened? He was one of the only, certainly in the passing game, only good football players on his team. And so you see teams like that that just drop back and just try to feed dudes. I'd argue that doesn't win. They don't win. The Giants don't win. The Rams have been embarrassed in the game that Cooper got all these targets. They lost by 31 points. I don't
And that's why he got so many targets, because right. They were behind early.
That's part of it. It's right. Also because there's no other good players on the team to throw the ball to. So I don't want the I think it's a bad look, quite frankly, for Kyle Shanahan if the Niners have to go, dude, just drop Brock back and throw it to Brandon. Let's do it 18 times and see what happens. That's very anti-Shanahan. If you're supposed to be a scheme master, let's scheme. Let's go. Jordan Mason should look good. Juwan Jennings can get open. Hell, Chris Conley. Let's see the rook. Let's see the kid. Let's see Cowing stretch the field.
Let's see $30 million in action. Whoa, the guy's got 5 targets a game right now.
That's
so
tucked into what I'm saying, though.
If that's not doubled this game, if he doesn't get at least 10 targets, then either he's not getting open, or he's not ready, or Shanahan doesn't believe in him.
At least 10. That's
at least 10 targets.
Okay.
I think.
Mean, that sure. Then again, now there's exceptions.
Get him the rock.
What if they're running the ball down the Rams' throat and they have a lead?
Well, then, if we're talking about 8 pass attempts like Jimmy G in the playoffs.
No, not like that, but let's say it's 25 pass attempts. Do almost half of them have to go to Brandon?
If George Kittle's not on the field, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Because Jordan Mason's not going to be a pass catcher. He's averaging, I think, one target a game.
One each game.
Right. So, would you rather throw it to Saubert or Brandon Ayuk?
I'd rather throw it to whoever is open.
Then scheme him open, Kyle.
Yeah, but other people might be open, too. That's all I'm saying. Like, I get
Then why are you paying him $30 million?
Now, that's a good question.
I mean, if we're going to lean on Saubert and Cowing.
Hold on.
What are we doing, Mark?
This has been asked on the Xfinity mobile
text
line.
And I use your first name because I'm starting to get annoyed.
Are you?
Not really.
Okay.
On the radio.
Like, for instance, 925, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. If the wide receiver production depends so much on the offensive line, then why are we paying receivers so darn much? Good question.
Super question.
Pretty sure I spent the entire summer.
That's a great question.
And I spent the entire summer asking the exact same question. If passing is down across the league, if Mel Kiper has to do national content saying we got to make changes in the game to allow us to throw deep some more, if that's the case, what are we doing? Does anybody right now have a 2-0 record? Because they're like, dude, their receiver is amazeballs. Is that happening? The Vikings are 2-0. Justin Jefferson left halfway through the game. The Bucs are 2-0. How are we doing? Is Mike Evans winning you your fantasy game? I'd argue no.
Chris Godwin.
The Saints are 2-0. What's happening there?
Rashid Shaheed.
Kinda. He's gone deep, but I'd argue Alvin Kamara has like 47 touchdowns already.
Last week alone.
Who else is 2-0? The Bills are 2-0. Want to know what they did in the offseason? They got rid of all of their receivers. Well, you don't even know who their receivers are. They drafted one, and they don't throw it to him. So, that's a good question. And I do believe that the NFL is going to regret this little bump, this run that everyone went on. All the receivers now need to make $27 million a year or more. Not the most important position on the field. Not even close.
Right?
So
it's crazy you say that because Khalil Shakir leading Buffalo with 8 catches.
And how many yards?
He's got 96 yards.
So that's in 2 games.
Correct.
So he's averaging 48 yards per game.
Right.
And the Bills are 2-0.
Leading the way.
And quite frankly, kind of comfortably 2-0.
Yeah.
So, Doug in Berkeley. Hi, Doug. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good listening to you. I feel like a guy that's out on the bay and he's sailing along on a sailboat and then the wind just dies down. Because what you guys were just now talking about is what I wanted to say.
Fire away. Fire away, Doug. Yeah, put your spin on it.
What you had been talking about.
Yeah, put your spin on it.
So I had never thought about this before, and then listening to you guys for the last half hour, I wonder if one of the reasons why the holdout, this is the first thing I want to say, I got two things. The first, I wonder why the holdout with Brandon lasted so long, because all these other guys that are getting paid, 28, 29, 30, 35 million, they're the number one or number two option on the team. I wonder if our front office was thinking, we got all these guys. Yeah, Brandon is not the number one or number two option. Should we really pay him that much? He's a great talent, but our situation is really, really different. And so I wanted to get your thoughts on that, and you kind of have just given me those thoughts.
No, Doug.
Thoughts. And I have one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk to us, Doug.
One more thing about this weekend's game. You know how in the NFL, through most of the season, if there's a team that's down and they have to win to stay in contention, they usually win? Okay, I wouldn't take our opponent this weekend for granted, because if they go 0-3, their chances of making the playoffs are really, really low, and they are in our division, and they are a tough opponent with us, and both teams are banged up. So I'm a little... I hope we bring it, because I'm a little concerned about it. So those are my two things.
Yeah, and
thanks
taking
my call.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks. I think that's very fair. It's interesting how Vegas looks at a totally injured Rams team and goes, well, they can't play. And then looks at a totally injured Niners team and goes, 7-point favorite. Yeah, why are we expecting the injuries to affect the Rams and not the Niners? I don't know. I think it's tucked into a compliment to Kyle Shanahan somewhere along the road, because the Rams have their quarterback too, the same way the Niners have theirs.
But they're missing two of their three best weapons. They still have their running back.
So are the Niners.
Well, the 49ers have a ground game that still is very much intact and an offensive line that's very good at run blocking.
Yeah.
I do think that if you look at the best foot forward for the Rams, it's Kupp and Nacua and Matt Stafford, and then Kyren Williams, a good running back. For the Niners, it's a run game with fill-in-the-blank running back and Kyle Shanahan, and then it's Debo, George, and Brandon.
I'll buy that.
Also down three starting offensive linemen.
Yeah, their offensive line is...
And even when their offensive line is healthy, it's a pretty bad offensive line.
Agreed. No,
and the defense, probably healthy, but also when healthy, not a very good defense.
That's why, by the way, that's what I'm getting at this week, and I know it's nowhere near as fun and sexy. The defense needs to eat this weekend. My God. What do the Rams have to throw at you? They have no offensive line and no wide receivers. What are they throwing at you? You better be amazing. And they're going to have to go to a silent count, because it's going to be crazy.
At home.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So they better be amazing. That's what my eyes are on. The Rams should not be able to get to 16 points this weekend. They should not be able to get to 16 points. If they get to 17, that's too many. It's too many. That means you fumbled at your own two or something like that.
You would figure.
In my opinion. So the other thing he said, though, okay, why did you pay Brandon this? Do you remember when Kyle Shanahan went on the TK pod and he sort of explained, quote, the way he looks at it? And he goes, I don't look at it as, is that guy worth $30 million? I look at it as the whole picture, all of the salaries, the cap, and our team building. And he was mainly talking about the quarterback. So I don't worry about it. Is a quarterback, is he worth 55? Is he worth 57? He's like, that's what a quarterback costs. And that's where the Niners got caught here. This is what a good wide receiver costs right now. I can raise my hand and go, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. It's like when you visit Hawaii and orange juice is $11. It shouldn't be, but do you want orange juice?
Exactly.
We're here, so you want orange juice or not? And the Niners kind of got stuck there, because that's what a wide receiver costs. It shouldn't. But it
and
does.
Especially it shouldn't for this team that doesn't rely on the wide receiver as much as other teams, yep. yet they still went out and they paid the wide receiver for whatever reason. They felt like they had to, and the price kept going up and up and up and up, and then they paid him, and now so far through two games, they have not gotten much of a return on their investment.
Yeah, he's a good player. That's why they paid him, but I hear you. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Two things. Okay, we'll keep going with your calls. 888-957-9570. Those on hold, stay right there. We're coming to you. Do you care about Brandon Ayuk's box score this weekend or just the final score? And then you got to hear what Jay Gruden said about Kyle Shanahan. That's coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.